June 5th, 2016, the Feast of the United Hearts, 3 p.m. service. First, I, Maureen, saw the image of the United Hearts pulsating in the air. Then Jesus and Blessed Mother appeared with their hearts exposed. Jesus says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate." Our Lady says, "Praise be to Jesus." Jesus says, "Thank you, my dear little ones, for enduring the hardship of this storm that poured down upon you. I am your protection in the storms of life." Please realize it was never my intent that these messages and the deep spirituality they reveal should be lost amidst the mire of church politics and spiritual jealousy. I have instructed this messenger to continue to record and propagate all heaven requests despite objections and opposition from worldly authority. These times dictate the imprudence of waiting for the conversion of hearts. I come to build up the faith, not to tear it down. I come to restore the presence of the Holy Spirit in the heart of the world. To do so, I must rid the heart of humanity of the evil that consumes it. I must reveal this evil, as man has become blind to it. I speak of mankind in general, knowing full well of the exceptions who practice holy love and seek to please me. These are the consolation to my most mournful heart. Mankind in general, however, has ceased to place me first in his heart. He seeks human solutions to problems which are caused by spiritual apathy. Man has adopted ideologies which are self-serving and not of God. Sin is rarely a consideration, but has taken on the form of a right to be accepted and practiced freely. Those who oppose such practices are viewed as insensitive and too conservative. Thus, Satan has succeeded in obliterating the lines between good and evil. These definitive lines remain the same in my eyes. It is during these times of confusion my Father sends me with the revelation of our united hearts. This is a scripturally sound revelation. The first chamber of our united hearts is the heart of my Mother, the conversion of the soul. Each subsequent chamber leads the soul deeper into personal holiness, and finally to perfection. It is a journey which needs to be seriously considered today. Yet as I speak, church leadership has not studied this gift I offer, but rather has opposed it. Must I point out only Satan would oppose spiritual perfection? The soul may spend a lifetime searching for a way into the divine will of my Father. All the while, I offer him the straight and narrow path of the journey through the chambers of our united hearts. To know of this journey is a great grace. To know of it but refuse to travel it further wounds my most mournful heart. A soul can be saved without making the spiritual journey through these sacred chambers, but it is more difficult. That would be like searching for a treasure after you throw away the map. The treasure, in this case, is union in my Father's divine will. I come to you today seeking the union of the heart of the world with our united hearts. This is the purpose of this heavenly intervention, of this mission, and of all the graces offered here. The future of the world depends on mankind's response to my invitation. I am the way of salvation through the chambers of our united hearts. My brothers and sisters, continue to persevere in every necessity. I am listening to your prayers. Today, we are extending to you the blessing of our united hearts.